It came to pass in those first dawning days that the childish new species of mortal human was rendered into a creature subservient to the old. From their untamed homelands, each mortal human was taken to those warped silver lands of the noble Fae in the heart of the first immortal empire, and were turned to serve their new masters over the course of recursive eternities. So it was then the noble Fae ruled with abandon, for mortal human was fragile and weak in the eyes of those deathless. In an era long past the time of integration, not one mortal human remembered of any existence in freedom, for theirs had become a reality of pure service. Yet the day came, too, when things did change, when one mortal human's quality of craft exceeded all expectations put to their kind. The old queen did call upon them, ordering them to visit the Argent Hall for purposes then unknown. There are two tales told of the servant's identity, and perhaps both are true. One story speaks of the stoic valet, a man known as a legendary perfectionist, a brave guardian, and a dutiful retainer to many minor lords of the noble Fae. The other tells of the clever maid, a woman known as a wise governess beyond reproach, a brilliant advisor, and a quick thinker who had twice spoken her way out of death's grasp. The many similarities between these two stories would make the telling of both redundant. Which would you prefer?